had your voice in the background. Looks 15, doesn't it, Tom?
I know, yeah, that's what I was about to say. I saw him on his social media graphic. I was like, new U21?
Yeah, it's U15 actually. We just coached his.
Recording in progress.
Okay, nice.
Okay, guys, we'll take questions in the room first, and then we'll jump to Zoom. I'm sure there's a couple of you want to have a chat to you. Charlie, you want to kick us off?
Sure. Michael, just to kind of start us off, your overall thoughts on it must be a pretty good feeling to get three fairly convincing points on the road.
Yeah, obviously. We come here and it we know it's going to be a hard game and it's a big game for us in the season with how the table is and just not many games left, so coming here and getting 3 points is all we could ask for, and personally it just feels amazing.
Yeah, for sure. Just on your own kind of role tonight, obviously not an easy spot to come into, you know, playing that right back, especially with Dan also not in the game. What did you make of your own kind of battle out on the right side?
Yeah, I had to, I feel like, adapt a little bit. The game changed from first half to second half, so I just tried to do my role as best as possible. First half, I was trying to get forward a little more, and then second half, we kind of had to really fight and defend.
Thank you, Charlie. Joseph?
How does it feel to have a good intensity, maybe like a playoff game? Because it was a very intense game today. I don't know what Tommy told you on the side, but we see you going back and forth, doing all your best. But can you describe us a little bit more?
Yeah, these big games are the ones I want to play in. It's the best feeling. It's the reason why we all play, is we want to play in the biggest game. So tonight, just I'm giving everything I have. Every single time I'm coming on the pitch, I'm giving everything I have. So, yeah.
How is the chemistry? Are you building the chemistry with Toby, with Moose, with Camargo? Especially on the field, you see you playing good. The passes were like exactly this exact. And but what can you tell us, especially today? You guys came as a visitors and you guys came out with 3 points. How do you feel?
Yeah, of course, all these people that you've mentioned, like Toby, Moose, everyone on the right side that I was mostly working with. I've been working with them all year in training or in preseason and everything, so I feel like we have a good chemistry, and I've gotten to build that over the year, and yeah, I really enjoy playing with them. Obviously, amazing players. When you have Moosey and Toby, two of the best attackers in the league, it makes things easier for you.
Thank you.
Yeah, Michael, I'm just curious if you could maybe speak to the sort of influence that's on the other older guys on the back line have had over the course of the year for you. I know that obviously Dan and Fraser were out today for suspensions, but even a guy like Caleb, who's played at MLS with that MLS experience with Minnesota, and Tom in the middle there as well tonight, with Brad on the wing, Brad on the left side. Just wondering what sort of influence they've had on you over the course of the season.
Yeah, we have a lot of great leaders, especially in our back line. Even Ducci and our whole back line, especially Monty tonight, really just helping me and coaching me through my first start of the season. So, yeah, we have some great leaders back there, and it makes it easier.
Appreciate it.
Any other questions in the room before we jump to Zoom? Robin, you got one?
I guess you're just waving like you're sort of glad to play every game, but you're hoping you'll be able to stay out there, so just telling other guys, relax, I'll play, get well soon, but I want to play, or you're going to be pushed back to the bench, just when the big guys come back.
Sorry, I don't understand your question, sorry.
Okay. Good point. Well, you're playing now, but how anxious are you for the other players to get back on the team, even though it might push you back to the bench?
I try not to worry about that sort of thing. I try and think just play the game in front of me. Like tonight, I'm not worrying about anything else really than this game. After this game, nothing really matters as long as I play as good as I can. So that's my mentality coming into it.
Good answer, though. That's a good answer.
Joseph, one more, please.
Is anybody that you're going to give a shout out? It's your first game, you know, maybe your family, your relatives, maybe the coach that is here, please.
Yeah, of course, Tommy trusting in me and giving me the chance to start means a lot. So I'm really thankful for that. And in terms of people close to me, my parents, my mom and dad, they're just so supportive of me. And it's the only reason I've been able to become a professional and make it to this level, so I really want to thank them as well.
Keep it up. Here is Scott. Hannah back in Calgary with a question for you. Just waiting patiently. Hey, Hannah.
Hey, Hannah, you've been waiting patiently here.
Perfect. Thanks so much, Owen. Hey, Harmsy, how you doing?
Hey, how are you? I'm good.
I'm good, thank you. Congratulations on a full 90, first start of the season. How does it feel? It's your boyhood club. You're playing for Calgary. What does it mean to you?
Yeah, this is the best feeling in the world. This is the whole reason I started playing, and it's been my dream, to be honest. So I'm so ecstatic, to be honest. I haven't felt this happy in a long time.
And tonight you had an outstanding performance, in my opinion, and I'm sure Tommy will recognize that as well. But what are your feelings after this massive result?
Thanks, Anna. Coming into the game, I was just thinking, I just want to win. So that was my mentality. So I'm glad that I had a great performance, but I'm even more glad that we could get the win. And it just, honestly, I'm just so excited now.
Awesome. Thanks so much.
How good was that, by the way? Okay. First person. Hold on, my man. Okay, good. Hold on.
Thanks, guys.
I love that. Love that.
Tommy, obviously down a few usual contributors, but I guess no problem really. Is what was kind of the recipe for success in that one?
Play the game in front of us with the tools we have, right? I think that was it. Like, we know these are meaningful games, but if we get too carried away about placement and the trophies that are still yet to be won, we start becoming a bit complacent. And we just, you know, looked at the review of last week's game, which was a really good performance, but I don't think we, you know, covered ourselves in glory with the goals that we conceded. So we said, look, we're going to have chances here. They're a terrific side, but they're going to give up chances and be clinical. And then as soon as we got the second goal, we're like, right, away performance, very professional. Let's see it out. Made the changes when we needed to. And I thought it was a very professional performance from the lads.
I just want to ask about Toby. Mm-hmm. He has quite an impact on both of the goals. Mm-hmm. Just how impressive is it to see a player, especially a guy of his size, who's so soft for this
game? Yeah. He's a great foil, and we were looking at that about, you know, they're physical. York are one of the more physical teams in the league, and with the ball and without it. So we knew that he would actually come in for a bit of abuse, and he did, but he absorbs it very well. And I think he won his lion's share of it. But what he does, he gets a little turn or a touch and doesn't always have to score the goals, but provided great moments for both, you know, Sergio and Moosey. And it's terrific to have him back fit because, like I've said before, you've got to have those knives in the cupboard, and he's certainly one of them.
Tommy, for some reason you all didn't have a secret under your sleeve. Today you came out with a kind of like a playoff style of game. Can you explain us a little bit more?
It's a secret. It's a top secret that's tucked under here. Listen, we've said this season, it's been a really weird season for the amount of injuries that we've had and the circumstances that presented, but we're still in the conversation, right? We're 3 points off of first place, and that's not so bad when, you know, I think what we've got is a mentality of refusing to lose, hence the draws when we were weakened. Even today, now, find a way to win. That was what we challenged. But in order to do so, we have to be amenable to some changes. Like you saw at the end when, you know, last 10, 15 minutes, we went into a 5-4-1, 3-4-3. You know, we haven't played that formation for a long time, but when you're away on the road, you've just got to say, right, batten down the hatches, they're not scoring. And I think that was it today. We just played the game in front of us.
you were a little surprised that you came out with a goal as early as today, and then probably it changed the mentality of York, the way they approach the game all the time?
Yeah, I thought the first 10 or 15, that was as good as I've seen us with the way we started, with the intensity of our press, with the looking forward, playing forward, running forward. Like I said, when you've got Ali Moussi running, you know, Michael Harms is one of the fastest players in our team. We encouraged his young enthusiasm to get on that outside lane where Moussi cut in, to Sergio playing off of Toby, to Nicholas Vailing getting forward, and then in Guti and Cham, they just give us so much stability to join the attack or build the attack. And I thought our back men, you know, Monty's jumped in and kept a clean sheet, and so too Tom Field alongside him. I thought with them and Brad Camden were terrific.
Tom, you guys started, this was kind of caught my eye, you guys started with like three guys on the left wing, and it felt like you immediately played there, and then that immediately kind of offset your like right wing jump.
Good catch. Listen, we played everyone four times, and I think Benjamin has done a great job here with York, and you've seen the atmosphere. It was like a CONCACAF game tonight, and great. If that's the way it's going to grow here at York, we're in for tough times. They're going to take some points. They've still got to play Ottawa, still got to play Forge. They've got a lot to say in this race for the Shield, but also in the playoffs. So we wanted to offset them, and you've got to do that to imbalance them. We did, and then we were able to open up space on the other side, but once they clocked it there, we had to change again. So it was a really good match from start to finish.
Thank you. Congrats on the performance, what we've seen getting minutes into this match is J.A. Herdman.
Mm.
What's your thoughts on his performance since as noticed in Toronto, we know the name of Herdman, which John Herdman.
Yeah.
What do you think of how J. Herdman performed?
It's great. We gave him a few minutes last week because he'd only trained with us 1 week. We were going to put him in a little bit earlier, but both Sergio and Nicholas were giving us great balance on that left-hand side. And when we went in, I thought he just adapted to the speed of the play so quickly. I mean, it's hard to jump into those games and make a difference, but he did well. He got a sample. He got inside the kitchen of his opposition, but he also had moments of great energy and great actions going forward. So I said he's been a much-needed addition to our squad and a great attitude.
And also, how does it feel to be closer for coming back to the fight for the regular season title?
Yeah, the story's not over yet, right? It could either be a Disney ending or it could be a Quentin Tarantino movie. And games like tonight, I think it was more like a Quentin Tarantino movie tonight, but. Listen, if we find ourselves going home with a girl, then we're happy.
Tommy, just with as you said, five games left in the season, and everyone's still so tight-knit for the Shield there. Just wondering what your opinions are on sort of the momentum that this game can build for the club and taking you guys into the next four games, final four games of the season.
I think it's a great race. I mean, you've got the top four that are trying to play against each other to fight for the Shield. You've got the bottom four trying to fight for the fifth spot in playoffs. I think that's what a league of parity brings. We had the opportunity at Forge, tight game. Same at home against Ottawa, tight game. And then this one, another tight game that we managed. So you've got to take points off the teams above you and also keep making sure you've got insurance on the teams below you, because the playoff set, the Shield set, it's not... nobody's won it yet. It's still wide open. So it's 3 points is huge at this stage of the year.
And obviously, congratulations on the clean sheet tonight. And I would ask about the defense, but obviously Sergio's could put a little bit of a tightener on that one. So maybe just talk about Sergio's long-range attempt.
Sergio's adapted his role as a leader, and I said, and I think he was almost trying too hard to score. And I said, well, actually, what he brings is the energy and the cleverness of turning. He must be a nightmare to mark, and he played with Elijah Adekubi for many times, and I could see Elijah just like that. As soon as Sergio turned, he's hard to get hold of. But we know that York play a very aggressive line. He almost got lobbed by Ressa Rosau last week or the week before. We said those opportunities will come, and Sergio's clean hit. I mean, that's Moussi's goal last week, Sergio's this week. Fantastic.
Appreciate it, Tommy.
Yeah, so just all the cards are given out tonight. Mm-hmm. Is it just as likely that next week, there'll be no cards at all, or you're sort of budgeting to think, let's not have any more guys suspended?
I'd like to say that, you know, you want to keep the players on the pitch, but there was some dark arts that was going on tonight. Again, when you watch the game film back, that was probably a hard one for all the officials, because you almost had to have 10 sets of eyes with what was going on. But, you know, I think poor Scott Bowman's report will be like War and Peace by the end of it.
I got a question for you. Is any requirements that you have with your players? Because for some reason, every player that you bring or you have, they are very tall. Do you get those players from the Calgary Stampede or something like that?
Even Jay Herdman, Sergio Camargo, Michael Harms, Diego Gutierrez, Sham Shone, they're under. I mean, yeah, Monty and Cobbs are tall. Toby and Nicholas are tall, but I think we're a balanced side. And I think that's what you've got to have at this one. I'll tell you what we do have, and I think what's helped us when we've had these injuries is we have an under-21 side that plays in League One Alberta. And I think I have to say that I've got to give credit to that and Vikram Virk and Jay Wheeldon, our technical director, because had it not been that, Michael Harms wouldn't have been able to play the game. That's his first start. But he's been able to play in that league, and I think that's what we need in this country, is that underbelly to allow them to bring in, you know, Nico Moroniak, Channon Chanda. These guys have played minutes so that when they go into this, they're not cold, and we've got to keep developing ways to improve the youngsters so that your local products, you know, like Shola here, he's a terrific young player, Jamoa, that they've got to have minutes, otherwise you starve them and they lose opportunity to develop.
Okay. Hooray for League One.
Yeah.
One more in the room. Just one for me. You've been a part of this league since the beginning, so when you see the healthy competition that's going on right now for even the race for mm-hmm. top of the league, how important is it, do you think, for the growth of Canadian soccer?
That's huge. There's talking points. I mean, that's going to be one. I mean, I look forward to Charlie O'Connor's report on this one, right? Yeah, the pressure's on now. But this is the growth. We're all talking about it. This is probably the longest press conference I've had in a long time, but that's because it's entertainment and you're good people. But we've got to keep spreading it. My job is to develop players and put on a show there. Your job is to tell the story. And I think if we keep working together and keep doing those same things, what a wonderful future we have for Canadian football.
Hey, Hannah, over to you.
Perfect. Thank you, Owen. Tommy, you kind of touched a bit on the pathway just there. I want to talk about Harmsey. I feel like he's kind of the man of the hour tonight. He's a young player that we've seen come through that pathway. You've known him for God knows how long. What does it mean to see him step up and be such a professional? Even the way he was speaking just now in this presser, we're seeing that with him.
Surprised me too, Anna. Maybe it's all the media training that you give him that I don't get to see while I'm setting up the cones. But look, these are lads. You've got to have your local products. And that, you know, I'm fortunate we have a football club that invests in our pathway. And that was one of the big things that, you know, when I spoke to our owner, Linda Sudden-Heathcott, and Ian Allison, our president, we had to have a pathway to come through. You know, Leon Hapgood managed it before that. Jay Wheeldon is doing a great job with it now, so that when these moments arise, and they will, in a game of a 28-game season and playoffs, you're going to need your young players, not just for under-21s, but in doing so, they're going to have to be ready to step up. And he's played a bunch of games now in that League One Alberta League, and they've been competitive. So these are meaningful moments, and it helps us invest in our own community.
I just want to quickly touch on the two goals tonight, mostly Sergio's. This goal, we're seeing him taking the shot out from massive distance. Last match, we saw Moosey do something similar. Is there something that you've kind of put in their brains to kind of tell them to just take these risks?
They're opportunists, and I think they play long enough. And what it's great is now, again, Sergio's, you know, not necessarily made the headlines now, but he's had to score a goal like that. But he was big in the first goal for Moosey, because Toby could have scored, and then Moosey gets a rebound. He's a cog in the wheel that makes us so important in our press and our tactical nuances and our attack. So for him to get the glory, I think it was a terrific goal. He's seen his mate Moosey score last week, the goal he did, and he's like, well, okay, next man up. So it'll be interesting what our fans think, which one was better.
Awesome. Thank you, Tommy.
Thank you, Hannah. Enjoy your trip to Ireland.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
Recording stopped.